There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk. NFL Insider Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 of the Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Michael.
What's going on, guys?
We are living the dream. You know, the last dance is over, but now we've got Lance Armstrong. So that's almost... Oh, no, wait. I can't... Never mind.
Spoiler alert, he was using steroids all along.
Don't ask him.
Yeah, look, I haven't watched any of that one yet, but eventually I will.
Mike, what was your biggest takeaway from the match on Sunday in ways that can other sports leagues figure it out, but the way miking participants, was that something that other leagues can learn from?
I think that's awesome. I think it's something golf needs to do more often. It comes off as such a stuffy and stodgy sport. If you want to unleash that game onto a new generation of fans and get kids engaged, and you got to take them inside. You got to let them see what's happening. And there's personalities there that can be developed, that can be marketed, that can be enhanced. The players should want it, especially the ones that people would like to hear from. The next thing you know, you've got golfers who become podcasters, who become social media celebrities if we are hearing from them and we like what we hear. So I think that there are many reasons for golf to embrace this, and I think other sports should do the same. More access is always better than less access. And look, we'll take anything we can get at this point, so it's not like people are going to demand that their sports come with unfettered access to what the players are saying to each other. But if they really want to enhance it and maximize audiences and maximize interest, this is a way to do it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I thought that Phil Mickelson was just phenomenal, the way he was talking through some shots, the way he was coaching up Tom Brady, and Sean Payton comes after Tom with a little shot on Twitter, and I know he's joking around, but does Tom?
Well, that's right, and it was funny because I think in a weird sort of way, Sunday humanized Tom Brady in a way that nothing else can, because we saw him duff around the course just like the rest of us do, but he had that moment that draws the rest of us back to the golf course, that one shot that stands out among all of the miscues, even though he split his pants when he was getting his ball out of the cup. The idea that you have that shot that you'll remember that will be the magnet that gets you to keep golfing and not give it up, because you delude yourself into thinking that one shot, that one magical moment is something that could become your baseline if you really work at it. And that's the other thing, too. If I'm a Buccaneers fan, I'm glad he sucks at golf. I don't want him to be good at golf. I don't want him to be doing anything to take away from his focus on being the best quarterback he can be.
Mike, we haven't talked to you since last week. There was a report, John Clayton out in Seattle talked about how Russell Wilson would love to add Antonio Brown to the Seahawks. And he said, he cited sources, said it's not out of the question for the Seahawks to add another wide receiver. Is this even possible?
Well, look, they can sign him. Whether or not the NFL lets him play is a different issue altogether. There were three open investigations that we know about involving Antonio Brown, the first arising from the sexual assault slash rape lawsuit that was filed last September that still has yet to lead to any conclusion, discipline, etc. There was the incident of alleged text message harassment after another woman came forward with concerns about Antonio Brown to SI.com. That's unresolved. And then there's the thing that happened earlier this year, the altercation with the driver of a moving truck that Antonio Brown didn't want to pay the fee and allegedly threw a rock at the truck and allegedly basically hijacked the truck and busted it open and took the stuff out that was his. And that's unresolved. So I don't think the NFL is going to let him play anytime soon. I'm troubled by the fact that there aren't specific triggers in the personal conduct policy to force these decisions to a head sooner. That always has bothered me. I think there should be deadlines. There should be a requirement that decisions be made. And if you don't have enough evidence by 60 days, 90 days, whatever, after you begin your investigation, then you got to punt. But they've held this over Antonio Brown for, you know, months now, and I think it continues to hover over his potential continued career. They got a much better shot, I think, bringing back Josh Gordon, who I think will be reinstated by the time training camp opens, than Antonio Brown, who knows when he's going to be good to go.
We always talk about, keeping track of the free agents in the NFL and who's going where, and I understand that, you know, it's difficult to have Cam Newton signed if he can't come in and you can't get a look at him and you can't get the medical and all that, but it's getting a bit late for him not to have signed anywhere. And there's obviously, you know, Jadeveon Clowney wants to get paid, and that's the only thing holding up him being signed somewhere. When are we going to see resolution with some of these guys?
I think the key is you have to have the ability to bring these guys in. You have to be able to check out Cam Newton's surgically repaired foot. He's got a shoulder last year that was surgically repaired that caused him to roll out a new throwing motion. That detail gets lost in the shuffle when we discuss his status. You know, the issue with Cam Newton is very simple. Number one, how much money is he going to want to take? A lot of people are saying, oh my God, how did Joe Flacco get a job before Cam Newton? Well, Joe Flacco is taking $1.5 million in base compensation. Flacco is embracing his role as the backup to Sam Darnold. And here's the other reality, too. Cam Newton is a victim of his own incredible skills in this regard, because if you put Cam Newton on the Jets and you go to training camp and you've got Cam Newton out there throwing the ball next to Sam Darnold, more than half of the roster is immediately going to say, hey, Cam Newton should be the quarterback of this team. And that's the problem as well. You can't bring Cam Newton in to be your backup. And I've seen the reports that he's willing to be a backup. Yeah, because he knows that for most teams, it's going to be obvious from the day he gets there that he should be the starter. And there are teams that are trying to stick with their current process. They have their commitments made to their guy, and they don't want to disrupt it by having someone like Cam Newton who would be clearly better than the guy they have. It's kind of a stupid way to run a football team. But, you know, between the health issues and the reality that if he is healthy, he's going to take over the offense and take over the team, teams have been leery. And I think his best play is to wait for someone to get injured. We know what's going to happen. You know, if you sign with a team as a backup, you are limiting yourself to your one starter getting injured or being ineffective. I think he sits back and waits, and inevitably the phone's going to ring because somebody's going to realize, number one, our starter's hurt. Number two, our backup's not very good. Number three, Cam Newton is Cam Newton.
Mike, the Miami Herald reports that Tua Tagovailoa is a guy who the Dolphins would not rule out playing next year as a rookie. On one hand, it's like, oh, really? That's surprising. On the other, he's a fifth overall pick. Of course, they're going to consider playing him if he's good enough. And Ryan Fitzpatrick is the only thing standing between him and the field. Where do you stand on that one?
Well, look, it all depends upon how healthy he is. And are they willing to give Tua Tagovailoa basically a redshirt year to get himself into a better overall health status and to learn the game from Ryan Fitzpatrick? I mean, the bottom line is Brian Flores is going to put the best guy he's got on the field, period. He did that last year when they had every reason to keep Josh Rosen at quarterback, because the more you lose, the higher you climb in the draft standings and you get to fully evaluate Josh Rosen. Maybe the light finally comes on for him in December and you've got a quarterback that you can build around moving forward. Flores said, screw that. I'm going with the better guy. Fitzpatrick's the better guy. Sorry, Josh Rosen. You're on the bench, even though there's more of a long-term future potential with Josh Rosen. So I think we'll do the same thing here. If Fitzpatrick's the better guy, he's going to play. And if Fitzpatrick's the better guy, then maybe they shouldn't have drafted Tua. Because, you know, just like last year, the ultimate litmus test for Rosen was he couldn't beat out Fitzpatrick. If Tua can't beat out Fitzpatrick, maybe he shouldn't have been the fifth overall pick.
You know, there seems to be a lot of people now talking about how broken the hiring system is in the NFL, and the minority hiring system is what we're talking about here. It was interesting to hear Mike Tomlin come out and say, yeah, you know, go ahead, link it to draft compensation. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, Troy Vincent has admitted it's broken. That's the league office admitting it. And again, the very fact that they're going over different rule changes means they're admitting it. Everybody knows what's going on.
Here's the thing, and this is the guy who practiced law for 19 years. These memories are coming back for me. And I handled cases brought against companies that were accused of illegal hiring practices, and I handled a lot of cases against companies on behalf of individuals whose rights had been violated in the hiring practices. The only thing that forces a company to truly change its way is litigation and or the real threat of it. And until the NFL is truly concerned that someone is going to give up, as a practical matter, his remaining coaching career to be the one who sues one of these teams, because once you sue one team, the other 31 will not touch you. You are done. Once someone is willing to do that, that's when the NFL has a problem, and they're not concerned about it. And they should be. If I was a lawyer evaluating a potential racial discrimination lawsuit against any team out there based upon its minority hiring practices, and I had those quotes from Troy Vincent that he gave voluntarily in an interview without being placed under oath, without being harangued for hours at a deposition where you try to squeeze the truth out of somebody. These cases are so difficult to prove because nobody's going to come in and say, we do a bad job of hiring people based on protected characteristics, and we've got a broken system, and it's horrendous. And, you know, the things that you look at, go back and look at what Troy Vincent said to Peter King, even without deposition testimony from Troy Vincent. That's enough that you could use to fuel a case. So until that case is filed, or until they apply the foresight to fear the litigation risk and the potential liability, they're not going to fix things. That's the one thing that fixes it, when they realize they either have been sued or they're going to get sued. And the more evidence that is piling up from guys like Troy Vincent and others, it just feels like that it's inevitable that somebody is going to be the one to file that lawsuit.
Mike, we're at the point in the pandemic in Chicago where we're tracking down Kevin White. And Kevin White, the first-round bust, tells NBCSportsChicago.com his life as a failed first-round draft pick. Kind of interesting reading. Actually, you know a lot about him. He played his college football at West Virginia, obviously. Do you think he ever plays another NFL down?
No, I think it's done. He had his chance last year in Arizona. It just didn't work. You know, sometimes it just doesn't work. And this is the one thing that drives me crazy about the draft. Every year, in the run-up to the draft, the media companies that cover the draft, and look, we cover the draft as well, but we try to be as honest and transparent and candid with the readers as we can when it comes to the fact that half the guys taken in round one are going to stink. They're going to be busts. They've got a ceiling between their college accomplishments and the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and that ceiling is parked over everyone's head somewhere, and you don't know where it is until you put them out there on the field with other professional athletes and you see how they react. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and it's about 50-50. And during the draft, no one ever says that. It's always, boy, this guy's great. Oh, he can't miss. Oh, this guy's great. He can't miss. Well, half of them will.
Mike, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Really appreciate it.
All right, see you guys.
Mike. Take care.
That is Mike Florio. Always fun to talk to him. Yeah, boy, Kevin White, huh? That's a tough one. That is.
Yeah,
just,
14 games in four seasons, Mully. I mean, that when you look at those terms and how much was expected and how much hope there was on draft night. It was in Chicago, and Then the injury started, and he just never could get healthy and never could stay on the field.
Really good kid, you know?
Yeah.
Great family. Just didn't work. And the injuries are, that's what went wrong for him. All right. Want to thank everyone. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, that means a lot to us. Our thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin Rhodes.
He literally threatened to kill.
He's done it. And, of course, Kevbo, bless you, kind sir.
Along with the Z-Pak, which is azithromycin.
Ray, you're the man. Bless you, kind
Thanks, Ray.
Gosh.
Chicago's
going to
love him.
See? David tells you that, and Chicago knows. All right, brother, have a great day for yourself. We'll talk again in the AM.
Have a great day, Molly. See you tomorrow.
It's Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it is.
670 The Score is Chicago sports. And for nearly three decades, Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Chicago's number one sports station in 1992. And still number one today. A radio.com sports station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Talking to Bob Odenkirk, Better Call Saul. And you created Matt Foley for Chris Farley.
Just saw this guy. You know, I grew up in Naperville, and there were these people who lived down by the DuPage River. There's a bunch of hippies. We used to go to the Burger King there and see these people who were, like, hanging out under the bridge. And I just had this image of this motivational speaker, which is kind of a new thing at the time in culture of people. Now, Chris wasn't famous, right? He was one of the cast at Second City. He was not a famous guy. No one knew him. When they bought his tickets to Second City, they don't know who they're going to see. The cast is not famous. And they would come in, they would enjoy the show, and when that scene hit, every single night tore the roof off. Everyone, tears in their eyes, laughing.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon. Vincent Goodwill.
One thing I'll say about Michael Reinsdorf is this, and I firmly believe this. He has a famous last name, but is a pretty anonymous person throughout all of this. But he's very sensitive to the success of the franchise. I truly believe he wants to win. And I think he has a chance here to make a name for himself, to step outside of Jerry Reinsdorf's shadow while Jerry is still here and making the final decisions. That's a very tricky process. And I don't think that we can all appreciate the fine line that he has to walk, that he's trying to walk here. And making a decision like this means you have to have a bunch of people on board and behind you. And whether it works or not, I think just the fact that he's willing to go through a top-down overhauling of basketball operations says a lot about his desire to want to get this thing right.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. We'll be right back.
Dan Bernstein here. During these unprecedented times, stay connected with 670 The Score. Here's a simple thing you can do to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. The Score reminds you, sanitize high-touch surfaces and avoid touching your face with unwashed hands. Remember to wave or elbow bump instead of shaking hands and maintain at least 6 feet from others when possible. The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com. The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
News is constantly changing. For regular updates on the coronavirus and local efforts to stop the spread, turn to WBBM News Radio 105.5